Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Welcome to another episode.
Thank you, everyone. This is Kingdom Daughters International, and we're here on Friday, September the 10th, and we're here to do our conference that's scheduled to start at 8. I just want to thank everybody for joining us. And I know all the lines are muted out at this time. And we're going to go forth in about just a couple minutes.
Glory be to God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We just plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over the internet, over the phone lines, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind up every activity of the enemy that's trying to come against this program tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just magnify you, glorify you, and we just thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And also tonight we'd like to let all the internet listeners know that the chat line is open. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tonight we got part two from an awesome man of God that came forth last night with a mighty word from God. Glory be to God. He is the pastor of Illinois Christ Tower of Prayer. Glory to God. On Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., he has service at 125 East 26th Street, glory be to God. And on Sundays at 1:30 to 3:30, and on Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., he has service also at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lyons, Illinois, in room 108, glory be to God. Glory to God. Pastor Mills, are you on the phone?
Yeah,
are you
I am
on the line? Glory be
yes,
to God.
I am.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now I turn the lines over to you, man of God, and go forth if God leads you.
Hallelujah. Good evening to you all, and I'm continuing the series on power to get wealth. And yesterday, we laid the foundation concerning God's creation of man upon the earth. And we came to understand that why God created man was not of a need to his existence, because God is almighty, God is all sufficient. He needs nobody to help with his existence. He's self-existing, but he made man upon the earth, and that man had need of God. Without God, man would not exist. Without God, man would not exist. I want to take a quick review of our lessons yesterday to say that the counsel of the will of God for creating man is based on the purpose, the eternal purpose that he had purposed in Jesus Christ, that is going to make him the preeminent of all things, as we find in Colossians chapter 1. And it speaks to the fact that he's going to be the firstborn of every creature. And also in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it speaks to the fact that he's going to be the firstborn of many brethren. For Christ it is brethren, and for God it is sons. Happy it in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2, Christ is bringing many sons to glory. And in back to Colossians, we understand that he was to be made to be the preeminent of all things. So that God, who is self-existing, Christ, who is self-existing because he's God, in eternal lines, he had purposed, God the Father had purposed to do something about Jesus, to magnify and to glorify him, to make him the firstborn, the preeminent one. And when he made that purpose, when he came to that purpose, he created a need. He created a need for that purpose, because without creatures, without things, Christ is not going to be the firstborn. Things have to be, creatures have to be, and brethren have to be, so that he can be the firstborn of all creatures, so that he can be the firstborn of many brethren, and thereby being the firstborn of the preeminent of all things, I should say. So we've seen the purpose, that it's the purpose in Christ that brings man to earth. It is the purpose in Christ, God's purpose in Christ, that brings man to earth. It's not evolution. It's not evolution. It is God's purpose in Christ that brings man to earth. And when God purposed in Christ, the need was created for man. Because in the mind and the will and the vision of God, the creature, the nature of the creature that Christ is going to be one with, so that he will become the firstborn of many brethren, was the conception of man. Was the conception of man. The conception of man was brought forth out of the counsel of the will of God, the design of God, the one, the creature, the person, the being on earth that Christ will become one with. And we learn in Psalm 8 that when he was to make Christ one with this being, it is not of angels, it is not of lions, it is not of the lizard, but it is of the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham. He took on the seed of Abraham. He took on the seed of Abraham. Not in the nature of angels, but in the nature of the seed of Abraham, that is in sonship, but it is in the human sonship that he will become one with man. So the conception of God regarding the purpose of Christ to be the preeminent, the firstborn, came about with the sense of having a man that he will be one with on earth. And that nature of that being is the human being. The human being upon the face of the earth is not an arbitrary thing. Very calculated, out of the counsel of the will of God, that we are going to put some being, a being upon the earth, that Christ will become one with, in order for him to emerge as the firstborn of many brethren. And in this man, it's not just going to be a creature living on the earth, but the man is going to be having a relationship. We're going to have a relationship with this man in the counsel of the will of God. The creature of whom Christ will be one with is not going to be just a mere person, a mere being upon the face of the earth, but is a person, a being on the face of the earth that God would have a personal relationship with. That God will have a relationship with that is one of a father and a son. And it reminds me what God was saying to David concerning Solomon. Said, I'll be a father to him and he will be a son. God's mind, God's will, God's vision for mankind on earth was not just to be beings. Was not just to be creatures, but the vision was that these are going to be sons, beings that he's going to relate with, that he's going to be father, and they will be his children. Sonship, relationship, that is the essence of man upon the face of the earth, the mind and the vision of God concerning humanity upon the face of the earth. Glory to Jesus. And we learn that from the prodigal son that God's attitude, God's treatment of the son is that the son will be the best. As Jesus is the best, the son, the man upon the face of the earth is the best, the best, the best, the best. He's the best as Jesus is the best. And God's design is that he would experience the best upon the face of the earth. We're talking about the best quality of living, of life upon the face of the earth. And we learn how, in effect, God planted a garden, a beautiful garden, a beautiful environment, and put man in that environment. Quality of life. Quality of life, every pleasant tree to the sight, every good food, hallelujah, every good food was in the garden. And in illustration with the prodigal son, that the father, when the son had returned home, he says, put on the son the best robe. Go get the fattest calf, the best for the son, the best for the son. Beloved, this is just a review of our lesson yesterday to center us into the fact that our living on earth as children of God, our living on earth as children of God is to manifest this great grace of God that we are experiencing. The best life ever to be lived on earth. This is the manifestation of the sons of God. These are the manifestations of the sons of God. They wear the best robes. They eat the fattest food. Fattest. Rich. Rich. Very rich. It is the treatment of God for the man on earth. This is not the vision of man. This is not the perspective of man. This is not how man wants to look at things and how man wants to be. This is God's own vision. This is God's own mind and will. This is God's heart for the man on earth. And praise be to God. Praise be to God as we learn in Psalm 23. Said the Lord is our shepherd, that he will lead us to the green pasture, to the still waters. See, it's on and on telling us that all that is the best is what God has designed for you. All that is of the best is what God has done for you, has envisioned for you. So that if we are not manifesting, or if it is not manifesting in our lives, the best quality of life, then there's something wrong with our sonship. There's something wrong with our sonship. The prodigal son realized that when he came to himself, that I'm somewhere that is not consistent with my sonship in relationship with my father. He came to himself to see himself at a place, at an environment, the kind of food that he's eating, and he's looking at himself at that point, a son of the Father, and this is where I am, and it's not consistent. It does not reconcile with my status as a son. He's now looking at himself with the servants in his father's house. So look at my father. House, servants, even servants who are not sons have enough, so much enough even to spare some. Tonight, I want to hone home as you are listening to me. I want to hone home that if we are not manifesting in our lives that best quality of life, then we have to turn to our Father. We have to turn to God. We have to turn to God. There's no room for rationalization. There's no room for just taking things for granted. It is not the best, and it is not the best. Hallelujah. There's no rationalizing of this fact. There's no what is a status for me. Is this status quo? This is the normative. God designed the best, and you are not experiencing the best of God. Then we have to find out why. This evening, I want to bring us to that point that we have not to take it for granted. Not to take it for granted. Where we are today, if it is not manifesting the best quality of life, please don't take it for granted. It is not the normative. Listen, the normative for you is that you are to be in wealth. And I explain wealth, not just some mundane, vain things that we collect or material things that we have. Simply put, wealth is lacking in no good thing. Lacking in no good thing. Pleasant, precious. Pleasant, precious pleasures and riches abounding to you by the grace and mercy of God. That is how God has set for you as a son. This is the biblical sense of God's attitude with his children here on earth. If it is not happening in your life, then we got to find out why it's not happening. We have accepted this living in mediocrity as something that, well, is by and by, this is my lot, this is what I have. Oh, let me be content with it. I want to submit to you that is a lie from the enemy. The enemy is twisting the scripture to you. We are not just talking about contentment. We're talking about the vision of God concerning man upon the face of the earth. Crowned with glory and honor. Crowned with glory and honor. Crowned with glory and honor. God, mind for mankind upon the face of the earth, is quality, the best quality of life. And I come down to it that if you are living in an apartment, if you are paying mortgage, if you are paying car notes, listen to me. This is not something in vanity, but this is practical. I'm bringing you the practical terms for you to begin to see yourself that if my living in an apartment is not of my own choice, I choose to live in an apartment. I choose to just have a mortgage and pay. If that is not the situation in your life, but you are compelled by circumstances, you are compelled by situations in your life that you cannot do with paying rent for your apartment. It is a thing that you have to do to live, to put shelter, to put clothing on you. Beloved, I want you to know that you can aspire for the best quality of life upon the face of the earth, such that you will not pay rent to live in a house. You will have a debt-free life upon the face of the earth, because it is not something that you are going to procure, but it is a thing that God is going to put you into it, just as he put Adam into the garden. Beloved, what we are talking about, it's not something that you are going to produce. It is a thing that God has set for you. My objective in bringing this on and on is to bring you to the place that you will begin to expect, you begin to enlarge your faith, to believe God. Pray for that power. Pray for that grace and that ability of God that would translate you from the place of poverty, from the place of being poor, living in the dust, from the place of being needy, living in an environment called a dunghill, that, yea, by the power of God, you shall be raised, lifted, to be set with princes, even the princes of God. Glory to God. There's a group of people. We have a set of people. We call them prince. And in the scripture in Psalm 113, is also giving us a set of people called the poor and the needy. It seemed to me that if God is raising the poor and the needy and setting them to be part with princes, it seemed to me that the princes have a certain quality of life that is higher than a person who is poor and set in the dust, or needy, or set in a dunghill. Otherwise, it would be ridiculous. It would be insignificant for God to raise you up to be a prince. What is the significance of it? The significance is that you would have that quality of life such as is associated with a prince, with a prince, with a prince. Hallelujah. We are equal creatures upon the face of the earth, but we are not equal. There are some who are poor and needy, and there are some who are prince, even the prince. what is expected in you is to have that vision of God concerning your life, that you, by faith, you can believe God. God, as you have revealed this perspective concerning my living on earth, God, lift me up. God, raise me and set me to be part with the princes. I am not saying it. The scripture is given to us. Psalm 113 said, I'm raising, God who raises the poor out of the dust, the needy out of the dunghill, and set him to be part with princes, even the princes of his people. This is the word of God. It is the same word that is saying that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not die, but have an everlasting life. And we have believed it, and we have received Jesus, and we have become the children of God. The same scripture is saying something about God concerning our living on earth. Are you a prince of God? Yes. If you have believed in Jesus and you are the son of God, then you are a prince of God. But just like the prodigal son, who was a prince of the father, who was a son of the father, by his own foolishness, waywardness, lunch at a place that is not consistent with who he is as a son, so that he's at a place that is not reconciling with who he is. And that is the reason why I'm saying that if you are living in an apartment and paying rent, beloved, don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy blind you. You are at a place where you shouldn't be. For princes do not rent apartments. Princes live in palaces, in mansions, in pleasantries. It is the promise of God for you. It is something for you to know, to come to, just as the prodigal son came to it. In my father's house, the place, the environment that he has for me as a son is not where I am today. Would you have faith this evening? Can you have faith this evening to stand up? Not by your own, but because of what God is presenting to you. Stand boldly on the word of God and believe God for a change in your life. And believe God for a change in your life. It is a promise to you. It is a promise to you. It is a promise to you. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Bless God for his word. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it says, I give you power to get wealth, so thereby I will establish my covenant with you. See the relationship of the words there. It said, when I have given the power for you to get wealth, that it manifests that my covenant with you, I'm your as a father, and that you are my son. It's replication, is exemplified in wealth, in the quality of life, good health, health, for I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
I'm not speaking vanity this evening. I'm speaking the word of God. Satan doesn't want the people of God to hear this. I want you to know that the package of redemption is not just regeneration of our spirit, and then we're living a certain kind of life just here, and then we go to heaven. The whole counsel of God concerning redemption is that total redemption. You'll be redeemed from the place of poverty to the place of an environment where God has set pleasantries and pleasures for you as a son here on the face of the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. This evening, I don't want us to just accept the status quo. If it is not happening, it is not happening. If it is not happening, it is not happening for me. We don't want to take it for granted. It is not the normative. And I want to bring us into a scripture to explain that reality for us, that if we are not experiencing the best, we are not experiencing the best. We cannot excuse it. We have to do something about it. For behold, in 2 Samuel chapter 21, I want to read from the first verse. It said, and then there was a famine in the days of David. 3 years of famine, the year after year. And David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Let me pause here for a moment. We are given a scenario here during the reign of David that Israel was put into famine. For 3 years, Israel was put into famine for 3 years. Year one, they took it for granted. Oh, some kind of natural catastrophe. This is something where we can expect. It's natural. Once upon a time, we can suffer famine. Then the thing continued into year two. Well, we were hoping, we're trusting. Maybe things might change. Then the thing came to year three. And then we realized that, that there's something really amiss here. For year one, year two, year three, we're going through this hardship. And it's not consistent with a covenant that God has set with us as his people. For God has said, I am bringing you to a land that floweth with milk and honey. For all that David knew, that Israel, the son of God, for out of Egypt I called my son, is to experience the best, to have the greatest peace, quality of life, success. When they go to war, they win. When they plant, they harvest. Because the blessing of God is upon the land and the people. So for year one, farming, and year two, farming, and year three, now David is brought to the awareness
that something is wrong. And look at what he did. And that is what I want to bring to our attention. That if we are not experiencing the best quality of life, maybe you have taken it for granted for 17 years. Maybe you have taken it for granted for 25 years, for 30 years of your living on earth. You've taken it to be same old, same old, same old, same old. This is what it is. This is what my parents, this is how I've seen people live. Same old, same old. Oh, this is part of life. We go to school. We graduate. If we find a job, we look for an apartment to live. If we can receive 6 figures of income, we can maybe buy a home and pay some mortgage, get a very good car, pay some car notes. David said, after the third year, I don't know how long you've been living in this kind of life, working to live. David, after 3 years, said, we are going to inquire about this. And when he inquired, remarkably, shockingly, it was because of Saul. A thing that Saul had done during his reign concerning the Gibeonites. Now, if you know the story very well, when Israel had come to occupy Canaan, the Gibeonites recognized the power of God upon this nation. And they came to Joshua. In Joshua chapter 9, they deceived the people of Israel as though they were poor people, as though they were destitute people, and they have asked the children of Israel via Joshua that they come into treaty with them to serve Israel so that Israel will protect them. And Joshua, without consulting God, entered into a treaty with them that you are protected forever in Israel. Amazingly, God heard the covenant, the treaty that Israel went into with Gibeonites. It became a memorial in God. Down the line, many years down the line, the Bible is saying that Saul, in his foolish zeal, abrogated that covenant. It seemed to me that God did not reply to the children of Israel concerning that deed of Saul. It was held on. In the reign of David, God comes knocking hard on the children of Israel concerning that deed of Saul. Because of someone's iniquity, because of someone's iniquity, someone's transgression, calamity is allowed to come into Israel. And it's saying to us that the famine had a cause to it. The famine is not just a thing happening. The farming is not just a thing happening. It has a cause. Because of someone's iniquity, God was answering Israel with the famine. And Israel began to live for 3 years, not experiencing the best quality of life. And what I'm submitting to you is this. If we are not living the best quality of life, it is not the fault of God. Is it the case that somebody in your family, somebody associated with you,
something in the past. Maybe you're forgotten, but God remembers that you have opened your door to Satan. You have opened your door, your windows to Satan, and Satan had come into your life. And as a result, you are not experiencing the best quality of life. You're not experiencing the best quality of life as a son of God. Should not be taken for granted. It is not the normality for you. The normality for you is to experience the best quality of life because you are the best of God upon the face of the earth. And if you are not experiencing it as David did, I'm calling upon you. Join me. Let us go and inquire of the Lord. Why am I still paying rent? Why am I still living in the same apartment? Why am I not having promotion? Am I not having promotion in life? Why is I'm not having increase in my living upon the face of the earth? David went to inquire. Inquiring is not the same as inquiring. Inquiring is spelled E-N-Q-U-I-R-E, or inquire, inquire. Inquiring, E-N-Q-U-I-R-I-N-G. It's not the same as inquiring, which is I-N-Q-U-I-R-I-N-G. Inquiring. David went to inquire. Inquire means that it's a thorough investigation. Inquiring means just asking about. Oh, how are you? I'm just inquiring. Inquiring is not investigating. Getting down to the root of the problem. The reason why we are suffering famine. The reason why I am suffering barrenness. The reason why I'm suffering unfruitfulness. The reason why I am not increasing in my life. David went to inquire. This evening, I want to submit to you. Can we go and inquire? Would you want to inquire your circumstances about your circumstances, about your situation? You have to. You have to. You have to. That is wisdom. I'm bringing you wisdom tonight. That if you are not experiencing the best quality of life upon the face of the earth, I'm bringing you wisdom, the wisdom that David had in the days when the children of Israel suffered famine, the wisdom. After 3 years, he now decided that I am going to inquire of this matter. He will not take it anymore. He said, no more. No more. I cannot take this anymore. I got to find out, because I know that we are to experience the blessing of God because we are his children, because we are his people. For in the mind of David, famine is inconsistent with their constitution. I said in the mind of David, it begins to dawn that famine is inconsistent with our constitution as a nation of God, as a people of God. I want you to know that barrenness, unfruitfulness is not a constitution of the sons of God. I want you to know that barrenness, unfruitfulness, it's not a constitution of the sons of God. And if you are barren, if you are suffering famine, if you are suffering hunger, if you are suffering in need, I want you to know that it is not the constitution of you being the son of God. Come on now. Let's go.
and make an inquiry. For David, he was told that it is Saul. How would he have known this? Can you imagine this going on year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, year 6, for 15 years? Same old status quo. Well, we got to be content with what we have. Rationalizing your situation. Rationalizing your circumstances.
You got to inquire. And when we inquire, we are investigating the matter with God. We are investigating the matter with God so that we can make amends. Whatever he will point to us, this is it. This is the reason why you are where you are as a son. This is the reason why you are where you are as a son. Maybe you are where you are as a son because you are walking with the wrong people. Maybe you are where you are not experiencing the best quality of life because you are at the wrong place. You've been at the wrong place all the time. You are not at the environment where you should be for it to happen for you. I cannot tell you this. I cannot supply you the answer. I want you. You, yes, you. Not prophetess, but you. Oh, son of God. Oh, child of God. You. Go and make an inquiry. Don't be satisfied with your situation. You've been satisfied for so long with your situation. Seems like you have been conditioned in your mind. Seems like a blindness has covered your mind regarding your constitution, regarding your constitution as a son. And maybe you have not come to the understanding of what mind and will of God is concerning you. Tonight is coming to you full speed. Revelation is coming to you. The God's mind concerning your life is for you to experience the best. And if you're not experiencing the best, you're not having the right constitution of your being upon the face of the earth. Please, come on. Let's go to the house of the Lord and seek God's face. Tonight I'm calling someone to rise up. I'm calling somebody to get up. Turn off and get to God. Get to God. Face it squarely with God. Open the scriptures before God. Put it before him. Lord, am I your son? And let God show you the reason why, as a son, you are not experiencing the best. Glory to Jesus. We know that in the days of Adam, in the garden, God had the best for him. But when Adam and Eve opened their doors to Satan, ignorantly and foolishly opened their doors to Satan, they are loving the quality of life
came short, was shortened because Satan has entered into their abode. Satan has entered into their lives. I don't know what activities you are about that have opened your door widely to Satan to come into your life. Are you gambling? Are you gambling? Who are your friends? Do you realize that Satan did not just come as Satan to Adam and Eve? That he came with a serpent. He came with a vessel. He came with a creature representing him. Beloved, do you know who is behind that visitor in your house? Do you know who is behind that friend that you walk with, that you go back and forth to Las Vegas, and you are playing lottery and gambling as a believer, and then you come to church and you think that it's all right? I want you to know, I am telling you today that because you have opened wide your door to Satan, curse have come to your loving situation, even though you are the son of God. You are not cursed because you are the son of God, but there's a curse in your living situation, unfruitfulness in your living situation, because you are befriending someone of whom Satan has an affinity. Why am I not experiencing the best quality of life? When I am the son of God, my relationship with God is not right. My relationship with God is not right. I have compromised my relationship with God. Tonight, I am not the one to tell you the answers. God has the answer for you. God has the answer for you. Tonight, my message is that don't be satisfied with your living situation. If it is not manifesting what it should be of a prince, because you are a prince, a son of God, if it is not manifesting a princely life, tonight, my beloved brother and my beloved sister, don't be satisfied with it. I don't know how long the prodigal son was satisfied with his situation. The Bible says that when he came to himself, and I hope tonight somebody is coming to himself, suddenly recognizing that I am the son of God and I am to be experiencing the best quality of life. But look at my living situation. Look at the work I'm doing, tiring every day. I wake up 8 hours, working just to make a living. Beloved, it's not the best for you. That is not the constitution of a prince. Want to believe God for change. Want to believe God for change. The Bible says, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, I beg your pardon, chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, excuse me, 2 Peter chapter 1, no, Second Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ.
the knowledge of God is the passage by which grace and peace is multiplied to you. Tonight, I trust that by this knowledge of God, grace and peace is coming to you, multiplied to you, to impact your quality of life upon the face of the earth. As your knowledge of God increases, grace and peace increases. Grace, the ability of God. Peace, the wholeness, the soundness of the spirit, soul, and body at rest with the knowledge of God has reached your doorsteps tonight for an increase in your life tonight. I want to help you tonight, not by my strength, not by anything that I have, but the grace of God, by the anointing that is upon me to lift you up tonight, that you can aspire the best of God for your life upon the face of the earth. God bless you. God richly bless you where you are. I release the blessing of God into your life. Whoever is listening, I release the blessing of God into your life. May He activate faith in your life concerning what you have heard. And may the faith produce the action that you are to make tonight, pleasing unto God, so that you have a quality change in your life. For that is the promise of God for you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may He add blessing to His word. May He prosper His word tonight, to the praise of His holy name, to the glory of His holy name. As I hand over to Evangelist Hannah to take us to the next point of our meeting tonight. God bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a word, what a word, men of God. Glory be to God. We truly thank you. We truly thank you for the bread that you have given us, the spiritual food, men of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for Kingdom Builders and what God is doing through Kingdom Builders. We thank God for Living Word Christian Center. Glory be to God. And Kingdom Builders covering Apostle Emmons, who's also on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pastor Mills, I would like to ask you, can you say a prayer for Kingdom Daughters and for Living Way Christian Center?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the Kingdom Builders, the ministry of the Kingdom Builders, into your care. Father God, I pray that heaven shall be open upon this ministry. As you called Abraham and blessed him and increased him, I pray a prayer of increase into this ministry. I pray a prayer of increase unto this ministry. May this increase, may this ministry, Kingdom Builders, increase in anointing. May this ministry, Kingdom Builders, increase in the power of God. May this ministry, Kingdom Builders, increase in dimension, in length, in breadth, and in height. I am the Sibre. Ando di Bako Sibro no Koto Sibrandi. Mangusu Siki imashondo kabando koro Sibrande.
Maguta Yandele Bakuri Kaba. I pray excellence of spirit in the ministry of kingdom builders. Maguta Yandele Bakuri Abashande Kebrendi. I pray that the legs and the arms of this ministry shall be strengthened and enlarged. Their hands shall expand. Expansion of their hands and expansion of their feet. Maguta yandu si bronto shekendele pataya. Maguta yandele bakuru babakuru bagaru karanda karusha brande kite. Masuku toru babra kataya. Maguru bashande kikindu kata. Masoko toroshi brende. Ayandu sukutu. Hey, paranto sheki. For you called Abraham. And you blessed him, and you increased him this evening. By the anointing of God upon me, I speak increase into this ministry. I speak increase into this ministry. I speak financial increase into this ministry. I speak, oh my God, excellency into this ministry. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will bear the fruit of their winning souls and establishing souls in the kingdom. Akatusha Karosi Branda Kayanga Makuta Yanda Magita Ya Magaya. May the mercy of God Makita Sunda cover this ministry. Yeah, that they shall bear the fruit. Yeah, of bringing souls into the kingdom and establishing the souls in the power of God. Masukuta Masukutoria Ayando Kaya. I sense integrity of the work of God in this ministry. For I sense sincerity. Yay! Makuria kata da muko tosukwa. Father, look down upon the work. Yay! Rabashana, and cause your rain to come upon the work. Magutaya, may they not suffer lack in any good thing. Masai kataya dat abashondo. May they experience effectual work of the Holy Ghost in this ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Arasunde, may rain come upon the hurried places in this ministry. May rain come upon the hurried places. In this ministry, Makuto Sondo Aragaba, Jenko Torosi Brende, O Spirit of the Living God, Thou Spirit of the Living God, Thou Spirit of the Living God, Dabakoto Sondo Kotaya, yea, that the prophetess and the evangelists and the apostles of this ministry shall grow in anointing, shall increase in the anointing. I am seeing this ministry transcending from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. Yay, Bagatuya, ya, ya, ya. Yay, next year by this time. Yay, next year by this time. Arakoto ya baba shakata ya raba baba baba. I said next year by this time. This ministry, Karasto Brande, Yekiteya, is covering the whole of the United States of America and beyond. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whoever, the evangelists receive this for on behalf of the ministry. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain upon the life of this ministry. Kekabo, ragobo, seketaya, grangotoroba. I'm hearing the release of the grace of God for increase. Arosha bragata, lesi brokataya. For I will increase you, said the Spirit of the Living God. Ikatosa branda. That you have not even imagined. For saith the Spirit of the Lord, for unto whom much is given, much is expected. For whosoever have, hey, much shall be given to him. Arose preketaya koto, ise ketaya, magatu sakaya, ragushi brende, pakusaba, akaba, akaroste brende. saith the Spirit of the living God. Saith the Spirit of the living God. Ilosibra, Iketaya, Lemakoto, Lemasia. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, hands of God, God. www.kingdomdaughters.org and put in the comment box Glory be to God. And hallelujah again. And welcome to the body of Christ. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah, God.
Blessed be the name.
Is there anyone on the line that has comments? The lines are open. Glory to God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Hannah, this is Prophetess Teresa.
Yes.
I'm just filled, you know, the Lord is saying to the ones that's on the line via telephone or internet, you know, I heard the Lord saying when the man of God was going forth, well, the Lord is saying, I am not a man that I should lie. I know the plans for your life. And I'm asking you to dream again. Believe again. And take the limits off of me, says Lord. For the Lord is saying, no, I am not a man that I should lie. I cannot lie. I know the plans that I have for you. And they are designed, so I'm asking you to just hope again, says the Lord.
Oh, yes,
and take the limits off of me, says the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord is saying, and I'm asking you to please take the limits off. Release me to accomplish what I promised you. Take the limits off of me, says the Lord. Take the limits off of me. Release me. Release me, says the Lord. No limits. For the Lord wants to enlarge our territory. The Lord wants to enlarge our boundaries. For the Lord has released increase. Increase. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. And Father God, we repent right now in the name of Jesus for tying your hands, Lord God. And we ask you, Father, to get us in a place with you that we can hear your voice. And we will know, Lord God, we thank you for directing our pathway. We thank you, Father, that you're stretching us. Stretching us. For this is a season of faith, says the Lord.
This is a season
where you start with nothing to accomplish his goals, says the Lord. Won't he walk you through it? Thank you, Lord. For tonight was designed by the Father. A holy assignment was given. And those that's on the line, you didn't ask for prayer, but the anointing is on the line tonight.
Yes.
And the lines are filled.
Yes.
How bad do you want it? Thank you, Lord God. As we can join our faith together, get in the faith fight together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank Pastor Mills. I thank you. I thank you for setting yourself apart to be used of the Lord. And then I give honor to Apostle Emmons, a great, awesome man of God. And I thank you, Apostle, for coming on the line tonight. And it is a godly assignment.
Yes.
It is a godly assignment.
Yes.
Godly assignment. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. You know, Apostle had us going to fast for the month of August.
But
such a time as this.
Sweetness of God. Yes.
It was in the month of August that we, Apostle, wife and myself, met Pastor Mills.
Bless God.
It was her birthday. It was a special day. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So So we give God all of the glory, how he strategically set things up, how he strategically planned things for us to enlarge our territory.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Because we want to build up the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
But we have to be
Hallelujah.
Built up and established to do it.
Yes. Yes.
We thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Bless your Lord. Bless your Lord. Bless your Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. For I literally see Apostle Minister today talking about being able to see, spiritual eyes to see. For God has not only opened our ears, but he is going to allow us to see some things.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, that God has joined these two mighty men of God together for his purpose, his calling. Something that he's doing.
Yes,
and I just thank God for it. I thank him for it. And I thank everyone that have been calling in on the lines. And even, I believe my husband is on the line tonight.
Praise God.
Sweetheart, are you on the line? Amen. Amen. Well, I thought he was on the line, but I guess he isn't. Praise God. But I thank God for him because even as God is leading, he's right there.
Hallelujah.
Right there. And I give God honor for my man of God who God has placed in my life. And I wish that he was on the line, but he's somewhere around in the territory. But glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And is there anyone on the line that if you need prayer, let us join our faith together for you? Is there anyone on the line that's believing God for something? And you know it's something God said is yours. Is there anyone on the line that want us to touch and agree with you at this time? Thank you, Lord.
Tammy, are you on the line? You are muted out, so you can speak.
Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
You know what? My sister in Christ from Baltimore, Maryland, she's on the line. I see her number on the switchboard. But she have children in the background, and she's a single parent. So she called me. She need prayer. Right now, she just have her phone muted out, so we won't hear her noise in her background.
Amen. Is there a Pacific area evangelist?
She needs strength. She's a single parent. She's in Baltimore with no family, and she needs strength and finances, but strength. Yes.
Amen. Pastor Mills, do you mind lifting up the woman of God?
Father God, we thank you for Evangelist Sister. Even as you saw her Hagar in the wilderness in desperation, Father God, this evening, the Lord God who sees, the Lord God who sees, you see him, her, and the children. Lord, we are praying and lifting her and the whole children into your hands. Our God, this is the daughter of Abraham. Yea, a covenanted child of grace. This evening we are praying for strength from above. Strength from high. We are praying for a miracle.
Yes.
We are praying for a miracle in a living situation. We are praying for supply. We are praying for provisions. We are praying, oh God,
that you will intervene in the house, in the domestic situation, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are praying for the supply of the Spirit. We are praying for the supply of your provisions into the house. We are praying. Katashondoro basi kayanda la baba. Masuka yandele bashande kibroti friende. Makuria ande kabroshi brindi. Masuko yondoro babi. Ayandara basuka yanda arosi bra kataya bashanda kataya. Makuria babaya. May peace be her dwelling place. May peace be her dwelling place. Akatusa branda kayande ki friende kitaya maguta yandele bikende ki prokotoyo magita yanda karoshi branda. The peace of God, the peace of God, the peace of God that passeth all understanding be established in the house, be established in the house. From the katusa kaya la proshi kende ki rosi branda makoro tafrika ba. Magita, your Father, grant unto her a new song to sing. Grant unto her a new song to sing. In the Kebrando Shabakata, Makusi Kere Ibrota Fande, Les Ibrota Shanda Kataya, La Katande Libaba, cause her to lay the Kataya, cause her to arise, Sakandukaya, cause her to be lifted up in the name of Jesus, Sakuri Andala, yeah, to spring up with joy, Kasinde Ifrakata, yeah, to look up and sing the praise of God. Masutaya, Rambo Sike, Ayanda Iba, Ayandu Kahi, Roshaka, Rosibrondo, Itaya Sokoya Baba, Ayando Koto, Rasi Brakata, Makuto Sundo, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Sakuka, in the Kaya, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Make, I lift up the blood of Jesus, I lift up the blood of Jesus. In the house, Abaka Abba, Akabaya, may the blood of Jesus, Akaya, Rokaya, answer to any door, Bakataya, that the enemy are found to be Kayando Sokwa. In the name of Jesus, Akurianda, Aranda Kaya, for when I see the blood, I will pass over it, Maketaya, yea, and overcame him by the blood of the Lamb this evening, Makotoyo. May the blood of Jesus answer. May the blood of Jesus answer to any situation and any circumstance in her life. Ikasondo chambronda kayando, rago sekrende, magata, yoko sokobiaka, asiti yando sibre. Hey, thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. And we give you the praise.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Apostle Emmons, can you please cover the man of God in prayer?
Yes, praise God. Father, we just again thank you for this man of God. We thank you for this son of Zion. We thank you, Father, for the grace that you've employed, that you have invested, Father, in his life. We thank you for the vestment of grace, Father, the empowerment of your spirit that you have, Father, sown and infused, Father, in his soul, Father. We thank you, Father, for even the word of God that you have so, Father, intermingled and blended within his spirit. We thank you, Father, even for the work of the Holy Ghost, Father, that is, Lord, revealed even in the release of the word of God this evening and even on last night, Father. We thank you, Father, for the movement of the, Father, the things of God and you ordering his steps and you making him even a son after your own wisdom and your counsel, Father. We thank you, Father, for the anointing, Father, that you have, Father, Lord God, even placed upon him. And you've made him, Father, one to carry the burden of the anointing. We thank you, Father, even, Father, for the revelatory grace, Father, that you've given him even the insight to even to see and to perceive the things of God. We thank you, Father, for moving, Father, even within his family, oh God, and the concerns, Father, that he has toward his family. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for him casting every care upon you regarding his family, for you caring for him. We thank you, Father, even for the rest of restoring grace and the refreshing manifestations of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, we cover this man of God afresh in the blood of Christ Jesus, our Lord. We, Father, apply the blood of the Lamb slain before the foundations of this world. And we apply that blood, Father, to his soul. We apply that blood to his spirit. We apply the blood of Jesus to his mind, his will, and his emotions. We apply the blood of Jesus, Father, to his hands and to his feet, even to his ears and even to his tongue, oh God, afresh. We apply the blood of Jesus even to every part, Father, of his body, even the very organs of his physical body, Father. And we, Father, appropriate the blood of Jesus speaking, Father, even inside of him now and bringing restoration and replenishment of the grace of God and replenishment of the mercy and the goodness of God. We call forth the covenant grace, Father, to be released afresh into his life. We call forth the covenant, Father, elements, Father, to be manifested again in his life. We pray, God, that the fire, Father, of the Holy Ghost, Father, would inflame, Father, every ember, every spark, every flame inside of him. We pray, Father, that the fire of God would explode with new zeal, with new hunger, with a new thirst, with a new desire and a longing to see the manifestations of the kingdom released even through his life, Father, and his lineage. We, Father, appropriate, Father, the glory of God and that mantling presence of the Shekinah, Father, that it would, Father, flood even this man of God in his sleep tonight. We thank you for speaking to him, Father, and even causing, Father, the things that he has before you tonight, Father, to be resounded. And, Father, even as you communicate prophetically, even in his sleep, Father, we thank you, Father, for the angelic host as well, attending to those matters, Father, that he has secretly, Father, even posed before you. We give you glory and praise for being so faithful to this man of God. And even as you have ordered his steps, we thank you, Father, for the great and precious promises that he's seen fulfilled, even, Father, from years prior. We, Father, cover him afresh, even in your blood, even in your word. And even, Father, by your name, we decree this man of God covered and secured, even in your hand, O God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Men of God, Kingdom Builders International, thank you again for being a vessel that God can use and speak through. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I would also like to announce again the prophetic training and activation workshop the Kingdom Builders is having October the 27th, 28th, and 29th. The 27th and 28th will be 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Saturday the 29th will be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and lunch will be provided. The hosting church is Greater Straightway Full Gospel on 103rd, 10359 King Drive Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Glory be to God. If you need more information or to register, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. And also, we will be having another prophetic training and activation workshop in the Detroit, Michigan area, November the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Glory be to God. And it will be from 12 to 4, that Thursday and Friday, and from 9 to 5 also that Saturday. And the facilitator of the workshop will be our very own Apostle Emmons. Glory be to God. So come out.
come out and be trained in the prophetic. Come out and just, when I went in June, I think, just get nuggets from God that you need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And again, men of God, Kingdom Builders, thank you very much for being our speaker last night and tonight, and we pray God blessings upon you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. You are truly worthy of all the praise, God, and we just thank you, Lord God. And if there's no more comments or requests, we're going to put on a song. Glory to God, and we just love you, Lord God, because we just surrender all to you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Come.
Well, praise the name of Jesus. We want to thank everyone for being faithful to God. And remember that you can always get in his presence and you can always talk to your Father. We thank you once again for tuning in. This is Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. Closing out, just want to encourage you that if you need prayer, you can go to our website, check us out. We'll be happy to call you up and pray with you, the fight of faith fight. We'll be happy to join in with you. We thank everyone for tuning in again. We thank Pastor Miles and Apostle Emmons, and there's quite a few pastors on the line, Pastor Celeste and Apostle Delaney, Prophetess Marcel. I can't call all the names, but I thank you so much for just loving on God like you do. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed evening tonight. Show someone some love and let God shine through you. Let him enlarge your territory. Allow the limits to be taken off of God and walk as a son of the King. God bless you all. We love you. We'll see you again on Monday at same time, same place. We'll be here live. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.